Tens of thousands of students, faculty, and family members gathered yesterday at Virginia Tech to mourn the victims of Monday's school massacre that left 33 people dead. It was the deadliest school shooting in U.S. history.
Somewhere a mother is identifying the body of her only son. A Catholic, she crosses herself and begs the chosen one. For strength to reduce its shiver inside her soul is numb. Cause there's no bringing them back when the cameras close, news shows are done. Channel surfers listen, lives are memorialized. The father misses his daughter, and the more that he tries to remember the times that were good, the more that he cries. The less he can sleep, cause every time he closes his eyes, he sees the fear in her heart, his heart skipping a beat. His stomach turns and his pain reaches so deep he can't eat. In a hospital bed rests a boy who thinks it should have been him. Images he carries hurt far worse than a bullet through skin. And he's pretty sure he'd trade what's infecting his mind for all his luck, plus the 2 inches between the lead and his spine. And a brother calls a brother to tell him they've lost their mother. 32 voices sing along, each of them different from the others.
The gunman has not yet been identified, but the university has just announced he was a student at the school who lived in the dorms. He shot dead 2 students at the dormitory shortly after 7 o'clock Monday morning. 2 hours later, the gunman attacked an academic building. He shot dead 30 students and professors, then killed himself.
A father reconsiders his decision to make his home in the land of opportunity, cause the opportunity shown made him believe it's different. He left his baby on her own, and now he carries a casket in his heart, he feels alone. A son calls his father a hero, then he hangs up the phone. Warrior blood in his veins from the pain that his father known. What monsters had tried to do half a century in the past, a frustrated youth had done, the son didn't have to ask. Another family lay in ruins, a mother with desperation upon her as she folded a boy's flag, a soldier's death, no medal of honor. What do you tell a parent who put what they had into raising their kids and watched them go astray and couldn't explain why they did? Who tried to give them what they had but couldn't change how they lived and hates themselves for the fact they took away others' kids? How do you ease their pain, help them come to terms with their choices? They all sing the same song with 32 different voices.
I'm really at a loss for words to explain or to understand the carnage that has visited our campus. I know no other way to speak about this than to tell you what we know. Let me do that now. It is now confirmed that we have 31 deaths from the Norris Hall, including the gunman.
This song is dedicated to all of the families and victims involved in the shooting at Virginia Tech on April 16th, 2007, and all other victims of gun violence all over the world. May you all rest in peace.